Something fundamentally wrong with the church's drive to say, we can do a better job at raising your children than you can. And God has appointed fathers to lead their children, not for someone else to come and do it just because they've had a college degree or some seminary training. That does not qualify someone to all of a sudden become the spiritual leader of your family. But if they can go and reach their own children and then encourage fathers, I don't think they'll be unemployed. I think their ministry focus will change. Listen, there's a lot of fathers out there who need to be exhorted, who need to be trained, who need to have an environment. I don't think they'll be unemployed. I think they have their hands full. But here's the problem with that. Is first of all, if a child is in an environment where there is no stability in a home, the last thing he needs to be put in is something that's more unstable, which is a group of peers. And so, if you want to follow what Psalm 68:6 says, he places the solitary in families, the lonely in families, the single in families, because to be a believer is to be in the body of Christ. And so what tends to be the professional answer is, let's put them in a youth group and let the youth leader be the so-called dad of the youth group. But that child needs to be placed in a family where there's stability. If anything, these single parent families with these children, or if there's a case where there's no parent present, they need to be placed to where in a home where they see the stability, so that someday when they're parents, they know this is God's norm here for a mother and a father to live together, to be married, and to raise children. They need to see the stability of a home, not the unstableness of a youth group where peers are the influence and the driving force as far as what's right, what's acceptable. And that is, it appears good at first, but the foundational problem is the youth ministry itself does not create an environment that's going to be healthy in the long term. You can't just say, let's just pull youth ministry back, and you've got to, in turn, create the right solution, which is equipping fathers, exhorting fathers to lead their families, and create an environment at church, which currently does not exist in most churches, where that is possible. So if you got rid of youth ministry, say, what are we going to do with all these kids? Let the fathers lead their families. And for those who don't have families or fathers attending, put them in your family. Adopt them. If we just get out of our minds that the professional way is not the way that to do it. It's not what we see in Scripture. I think we underestimate our children. I really do. I've seen it in our own family. I've seen it in families in the church where these young people who used to be in the segregated Sunday schools and youth groups, they learn from the teaching of the pastor during the worship service. They learn. They take notes. We underestimate our children, think we've got to dumb them down and it's got to be all fun and games. And I have found it, when you raise that standard, you get a high result when you encourage young people, and children included in that, to follow in the ways of their parents. I don't question the heart of most youth pastors, youth leaders. They're there because I believe most of them love children. They love young people. They want to see them reached. Now, at this point in history, we've been doing professional youth ministry for so long, we now have young people who have grown up in youth ministry, like myself, where they think this is the norm. This is the way it must be done because the church has done it this way for so long. And if that's the case, then they just continue to step right into that pattern. If youth pastors would somehow just back out of their training, just take a moment to try to not think as someone who has been trained in youth ministry or through seminary or college or whatever, and just open the Scriptures and say, Lord, how did you reach young people? Look in the Scriptures. What is it that we see? And what we see, the pattern in Scripture is, we see fathers. Malachi is clear about that. His desire is to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. For those who are the outcasts, the orphans, or the single families, you don't place them with a bunch of other singles. You put them in a family situation, something that is stable, something that they can learn from. And I mean, if a child is from a single parent family, I would think that child desires to be in an environment that is stable, an environment that they're not used to. to just pool them with all other teenagers is going to, like I said earlier, it's going to continue to create that instability because they want something they can hold on to. And even today, even though our young people are completely different than they were 20 years ago, there's still an understanding that they want relationships with their parents, regardless of what they may do externally. But we have created an environment to where, even in the church, that is so hard to do. And unfortunately, when it attempts to be done, it's often criticized by the church. You know, you want your children in children's church? No, I'd like for them to sit here with me. Well, we got a great children's program. No, I want to sit here with me. There's a lot of pressure for those in churches today who do desire to see their children. After being a full-time youth pastor for 5 years, successful by youth ministry standards, I look back and realize I believe I did more harm to families than I ever imagined. And I see that more as I look back, because I was usurping the authority of parents, especially fathers, by having their children's hearts turned towards me with their permission. And I look back and I wish I could go back and do it all over. I can't. But today, I can make a difference more with young people and the lives of young people than reaching the lives of young people through the biblical standard of fathers turning their hearts towards their children. Not the youth pastor, not the youth worker. God can work in spite of many things. He can save someone out of the belly of a whale, but we don't need to start a whale ministry.